He says, while you are a bright young person. He says, while the light is still shining. And he says that the moon or the stars be not darkened. And the lights are starting to go out in your life. And he says, and nor the clouds return after the rain. You see, because if it rains, and it soaks the earth, then you can plant. And he's saying the same thing about us. He's saying, while the gospel is being preached, and the water of the Holy Spirit is coming to us through the Bible, the Word, and he says, one day that's going to quit. And then there will be no more rain. And you will dry out. Just look at older people. They can't come to church anymore. They lay in bed. No more clouds are coming in the night. But today, while you're young, the Holy Spirit is coming in His Word. He further says, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves. So, the keepers of the house, what does that mean? Who's the keeper of your house? Your house means your body. Who's the keepers of your house? Does anyone want to guess? Then you're going to be able to start following me in the story. The keepers of your house is your legs. See, it says, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. And what happens when you get old? The keepers, your legs, begin to tremble. They can't lift you up anymore. You see, your body, and when you look at older people, they have to go like this. You see? That's the keepers of your house. And they begin to tremble, they can't carry you anymore. And Solomon is warning. When that starts to happen, it's going to be too late. You won't seek salvation anymore. Then he says here, and the strong men shall bow themselves. What would be the strong man in the house? Somebody has to help me. What's the strong man in the house? What's strong in your house?
Your body.
What's very strong? What does all the work? Your arms. Right? Your arms does all the work, it does all the lifting. And they're powerful and strong. They can lift much when you're in your prime. But now Solomon says again, when the strong men of the house begin to fail you, and you can't lift anything anymore, and your arms become
thin.
You see? So Solomon is giving us a very, very good picture here of what's
going
to happen to us. Then he says this, and the grinders cease because they are few, and they that look out of the windows be darkened. What does that mean? Help me. Children, I need your help. You are paying attention, right? What are the grinders? Because it says here, when the grinders cease because they are few. What does that mean? In our house, our body.
Are
you not going to help me? The grinders are the teeth. And you know what happens when you get old? They start to fall out. And they can't chew anymore. The grinders become few and therefore they have no more value for food in your
life.
And right now, you can eat anything of strong teeth. And that's the same thing with your soul. You can understand the word if you are willing. Because you are young and active. And what else does it say? And they that look out of the windows be darkened. Now you have to help me. Now I'm not going to tell you again. In our body, and in our house, our body, what would be the windows? What would the windows represent? Help me, children. You should, yes.
Nice.
Wonderful. Very good. You see, you're understanding now. It says when your windows become very dark. Because when we get old, then we see old people. They will say to you, who are you? I can't see you. But your eyes are sharp right now. And you can read the Bible. And you can see very sure, good. And now is the time in your youth to see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So that by faith, children, you may see by faith that Jesus Christ is alive and that he is a Savior. And the door shall be shut in the streets. Now, what's the door? The door shall be shut in the streets. What's the door? Come on, help me.
You know,
maybe who gave me the answer? What do you think the door would be?
So,
Yes. Yes, the mouth is the door. Very good. Now we're beginning to learn. Now we're thinking. I think we have 1, 2, 3 Sunday school teachers in the future. You see, because Solomon says the mouth or the door is not being able to open very good anymore. And not able to speak very well anymore. Someone who gets old. You know, sometimes when you see someone who's very old, sometimes they're only groaning yet. They can't talk anymore. And that's what's going to happen to all of us. Are you seeing how important it is that Solomon is giving us this advice? He's saying,
He's saying, remember your creator in the day of your youth before all these days come. Because just like your legs are strong and your arms are strong and your eyes are sharp and your mouth is able to speak, that is what you need to know in the Word
now.
When the sound of grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. What does this mean? It says, he shall rise up at the voice of a bird. And the grinding is low. And the daughters of music shall be brought very low. What do you think the daughter of music is? In our body. Somebody help me now again, please. The daughters of music.
Say the spirit.
But I'm happy you tried.
So what's all my sense, huh?
Can you help?
We're not trying to say more.
Yeah.
No, but good try.
My sister, my daughter, you know.
It's daughters. That means it's two daughters. Of music.
I
know this one's a little bit harder, isn't it? But somebody else try.
We said the eyes and the mouth.
What would be the daughters of music?
So eyes and the mouth.
No, we already discussed the eyes and the mouth. We already passed that by. Yes.
So the nose and the ears.
The ears. Because daughters of music, you can't hear music if you don't have ears. And why does he say daughters? Because we have 2 ears. There are daughters. It's figure of speech. And we can hear music. And it makes our spirit rejoice. If you like to sing, it makes us rejoice. You see, now let me read it again. And the sound of grinding is low. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and the daughters of music shall be brought low. Because a bird makes a high pitched sound. But when you hear it, then you don't think much of it. But when an old person is laying on his bed and he hears a bird nearby, he says, what do I hear? Because it sounds like a squeaking sound now. You see? And he's afraid. Very afraid. Because death makes us afraid.
If one has a beard
and I need to tell you something, children. Now you have very sharp ears. Very good ears. You can hear me. You can hear Aubrey. Very good. And Solomon is saying, now is the time to think about your salvation. While you can hear the gospel still. Because right now as we speak, there's a lot of old people in this country who are laying in bed or in the hospital.
And this week they will die. But they're not hearing this gospel anymore. But you are. Because your legs are strong to bring you here. And your eyes are sharp. And your ears are good. Oh, that you would hear today the gospel of peace. Oh, that you would hear with your sharp ears today. And
then
you would say, what? The Lord Jesus wants to see me?
Yes, Christ,
the Lord Jesus wants to save me.
Yes, Christ,
the Lord Jesus wants to forgive all my sins.
Yes, Christ,
yes, the Lord Jesus wants to forgive your sins.
Yes, Christ,
and you can hear me speaking. You don't have to say, I couldn't hear the preacher today. I had a difficult time hearing what he was saying. I'm very old, so I can't hear him. You can't use that excuse. If the Lord is, if you have to go meet the Lord today, if you're running on the street, and a car hits you, bang, and you must die, then you have to go to the Lord. If you get sick this week, and you have to die from a sickness, then you have to meet the Lord. And the Lord will say, the preacher was there. And he told you that the Lord Jesus wants to save you. But why didn't you listen? And you won't be able to say, I couldn't hear, Lord, I couldn't hear. I was deaf. You can't say that. Then you have nothing to say. Children, we're telling you something today. We're telling you the truth today. And Solomon wants you to pay attention. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail because man goeth to his long home and the mourners go about the streets. For Solomon is saying, the hair will get gray. The almond tree will flourish. The hairs will get gray. And your body will begin to wrinkle. You won't be able to walk anymore. And you'll be afraid. And scared. And terrified when you see high things, because you will have to be laying down. And everything above you is more powerful. Children, I know maybe it's getting too long for you. I know some of you are saying, oh, when is he going to be finished? But I can't finish without telling you the full truth. I can't finish unless you hear the truth. Why is Solomon saying this? He wants to give you advice. And he wants to tell you, as you get older, things will get worse. Maybe you're 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. But what is your life? Just ask the older people. Just ask the older people if you want to know. Because you'll become a teenager. And then you think, I want to get married now. I will find me a boy who's hard worker. And he will take care of me. And I will find a girl. And I will get married to her. And she will cook for me. Then we'll work. We'll get a house. And we'll get rich. We'll get more money. Then we'll have children. And everything will be perfect. But ask the older people. Ask them if it was perfect. Ask him if everything worked out. Children, you won't find one.
You won't find
one. Who will say, everything worked out good in my life. Because we always think it's going to get better. But children, it's not
going to
get better. You're
going to
be broken. Maybe you're in the future. You will think, a young woman.
You will think,
oh, this is the perfect boy for me. Nobody can get such a man. And a little while after, maybe he's beating you, kicking you out of the house. So sad. But you know why? You know why I can tell you there's hope? Because Jesus Christ is the only husband who's perfect. And you must find the Lord while you're young. Don't think your life is going to be nice and good. Don't think things are going to get better and better and better. Look all around. Look at your older friends. See, today you don't go to the beer tent to drink beer, right? Because you're young.
Eh?
But if you go to some villages in the middle of the village, 17, 18, 19, 20, boys, lots of them. And they're all drinking. And they're walking funny. And they're saying bad words. Swearing. And they're talking horrible about the girls. You see? But I'm afraid that you too are going to be like that. And that's why I'm coming to tell you. Seek the Lord while you're young. Then all those things he's going to help you with. Of course you may have a husband when you get older. But if you don't have the Lord Jesus as your first husband, then any husband after that is going to disappoint you. You have to first serve the Lord. Then he will give you a good relationship. Children, I'm coming to you today because my heart for you is broken. Because I see all you young people here. And kind of innocent still. But the years are coming, drawing on. When your friends are going to want you to come and do a stealing plot with them. And And the years are going to come, girls,
zakazikubwera kutsogolera kwatsikana,
where you two are going to sit around the borehole.
Anzanu swadzakwirana nepanjiko muri azimai nthamene yakulakulu.
Getting water.
Kutunga madzi.
And I'm afraid that some of you are going to do a lot of gossiping.
Ndi mantha kwambiri kuti mukakula kutengera mai anu amulomo kutalika muzatengera basi kumbunira maboza chochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochochoch
wants to speak to young hearts.
Mulungu afuna ankhule ndi inu mitima mii ing'onoing'ono chonchi.
He wants to help you.
Mulungu afuna kuthandizeni.
He wants to be your friend.
Mulungu afuna khale nzanu.
The Lord Jesus wants to be your friend today.
Ambuye Yesu Kristo afuna khale nzanu lero.
The Lord Jesus came to this world.
Yesu Kristo abwera ali kumawana.
And he said to the little children.
Ndi atabwera ana anthu andiyana.
Bring them to me.
Auti ana atabwera kwa ine.
And then he blessed them.
Ndada adalisa.
See, he wants to be friend of children.
Yeah, afunisa khale mbuyezi
lawa. And there was some men.
Ndibada amuna wena.
They were, you know what they were doing?
Amuna nawo panga jene mudzi.
Like Aubrey and me.
Ngalimela liwo andile.
And these men here.
Nga amuna walukuwa.
And they said to the mothers.
Amauza azimai famine.
No, don't let the little children go.
Ayi, ino sai musabulisa ano kunwe. Nda Yesu ayiso fo kudwendi ano mwadi.
We are pastors and elders and we belong with the Lord Jesus.
Ife ndifa kwakula mbingo umaso azibusa ndi ife imene ndi Yesu sore ana azibula kuno.
And you know what the Lord Jesus said?
Ndi muzoreswa naye kaje na mine. Anauza kuti inu akokuma khaumi pano tsogoleri iya tsokoneze zithu.
He scolded the older people like us.
Adawa phunzisa kwakula mbingo la meneyo.
And he said bring those children to me.
Ali ana arabwesani kwa ine musawaletse.
Because if you me and all these here don't become like little children,
if we go to say family kuna kwa kuti ife kuti ngati sitifanana ndi ana makhalidwe athu,
then we too can't see the kingdom of God.
Arufuma kumamba sidzaona,
which means we can't see where he is in the kingdom.
Kuti sitingathe kuona kumwe Mulungu wali kumambako.
Children, I need to tell you one more time.
Ana ino fanda kuze nisono komalizaso
ngati. I don't know if I will see you again.
Sindikudziwa ngati ndidzabwereso kapena ngati dzaona
naso. I hope I do see you again.
Ndikumani ndikuti dzaona naso.
And I hope when I see you again you tell me about the love that you have for the Lord Jesus.
Ndikukhulupirira kuti tikadzakumanaso ino mudzanudza chikondi chimwe chipeza mwa Yesu Kristo.
I hope that some of you can tell me I found the Lord Jesus.
Ndikukhulupirira wena nthawe imene adzandiuza kuti ine Yesu Kristo ndakumana naye ndampeza.
And he has forgiven my sins.
Ndikukhulupirira machimo anga.
And he is my friend.
Yeyo ndiye mzanga.
I hope some of you can tell me next time.
Ndikuti wena ndikadzabwera sasa.
If we see each other or not.
Koma ngati tidzakumanaso sizakumanaso kumamba kulemekezera.
That doesn't matter.
Nezo zvine chito.
But one thing that matters.
Ndi chimodzi chofunikira nacho.
If you stay the way we are.
Ngati mungakhale mwemeri makhalale ulipo.
And the way we are is what we explained in the beginning that we serve Satan.
Tikanena kuti moyo amene ali makhalira awo ndiye moyo otumikira Satana amene ali nawo.
If we continue to serve the world and Satan.
Ngati tipitiriza kutumikira Satana.
We have nothing, we have no hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ayanga ribeso chembekezo mwa Yesu Kristo zathu zili pakuda.
And your life will just get more difficult.
Mwa wathu upi ndiyabe kuipa ndi kuipirabe kuipabe.
And you ask the older people.
Afusani kudali kumbuyo.
Some older people
have
one husband, two husbands, three husbands.
Akuzani kuti mamuna ndine pano ngwachi foro. Aina akasina pano ndaye ngwachi foro. Ela kuna mauti ninka zimbodzi na vabisa kuma tenthe kuchira mamuna mabjokoka.
And you ask them.
Afuse.
And when you had number 3 husband, was he much better than the other?
Wafusa kodi mimi mwasema ni nkazo mamuna wachitatu ndi amene ngabuto wambiri posa mambuyo acha.
Then you know what they will do?
Anakuzani ndani mufusa. Asaba. Wabwino kuti.
It's like a joke.
Azufusa yezo ningere.
Well, if they will tell you the truth.
Eh nakuza sona ndi mwanawe nzafika kuyi.
And boys,
anyamate.
If you say to the older man here.
Wafusa mamuna muza nakubaya.
When you had your second wife, the first wife you kicked out, then you got another wife. Was she the perfect wife? Was she better? Because there's only one true friend. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you know him, and you love him with your heart, then he's going to help you to find someone who will love you on this earth. And you can say as a young girl, Lord, will you give me a husband who will
love
me? And your boys, you'll say, Lord, will you please give me a wife whom I can love and she will love me? But I'm telling you the truth. Without Jesus Christ as your friend, without the Lord Jesus in your heart, your life will be like we explained
here.
And if you get old, then you will be too tired. And you will not seek the Lord anymore. But the Lord says to you today, while you are young, seek Him and knock, and the door will be open to you. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and it will be given unto you. Amen.
Amen.